Cities also face budget shortfalls. Pittsburgh's finances are in worse shape today than they were a generation ago when the steel industry collapsed. Earlier this week, Pennsylvania officials ruled that Pittsburgh is financially distressed. The declaration clears the way for the appointment of an outside overseer to draw up a recovery plan for the city. Tim McNulty is a reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Good morning.
Good morning.
How badly in debt is Pittsburgh?
Oh, God. Well, they pay out about a quarter of all their expenses every year just paying the debt, and they're going to have to do that for another decade if they don't borrow anymore, which is highly unlikely.
How did the city get into this financial mess?
Gosh, there's just a whole bunch of problems that all just collided recently. A lot of bad contracts they've signed over the years. Industry, of course, faltering for years, and the whole number of factors.
How does the financially distressed designation affect the city?
Well, it means that this, as you said, an overseer can come in and look at the city's finances, write a recovery plan for the city, perhaps get the city commuter taxes for the first time in about 40 years. I mean, all they've had is a $10 flat payment from commuters since 1965, and that's something the mayor is trying to change.
Yeah, the mayor has said the city is too dependent on property taxes. What did he propose to do other than raise the commuter tax?
Well, that's pretty much it. They needed too many property taxes. Also, they have a bad business tax on the gross receipts of taxes, and it's killing business, so he wants to get rid of that, too.
How'd the city council feel about that?
They hated it. They rejected his plan, and which was pretty bizarre, and then they came up with a plan to cut spending instead, close public pools, close recreation centers, lay off some workers.
And the mayor didn't like that?
Well, we don't know. It just happened on Wednesday, so we have to see what he's going to do. He might veto the proposal.
The state is stepping in to take a look at the city's finances. Is the city glad for that help?
Well, somewhat. You know, it's an interesting situation. Ed Rendell became the governor in January, and it was thought that he could help the city out since he helped, Philadelphia's finances out 10 years ago. But the state legislature is controlled by Republicans. They came in and they approved a bailout package for Pittsburgh that Rendell didn't like, so he vetoed it.
So there's a political question, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Chamber of Commerce can't be happy about this financially distressed designation.
No, yeah, it's pretty bad for the. But the funny thing is that the city's economy is okay. It's just that where it had once been based on manufacturing, now it's based on nonprofits, hospitals and universities and things that don't have to pay property taxes. So while the economy's good, the city government can't pay for police officers and people to plow streets and that kind of thing.
So big companies have been given exemptions from taxes?
Exactly, just little by little over the years. And so it's to the point now where some of the large for-profit businesses, banks, financial services companies, things like that, don't have to pay those business taxes. And so it's left to small business and emerging business to pay those taxes.
Well, maybe someone ought to take another look at that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the thing they should do. It would be tough politically, especially since there's a lot of fights going on now between the Democratic mayor of Pittsburgh, Murphy, and the Republican legislature. But ultimately, that's what they're going to have to do.
I mean, Pittsburgh is home to some big Fortune 500 corporations.
That's right. That's right. Yet, many of them are exempt from business taxes.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Tim McNulty is a reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.